Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the conference call about the half year results 2023 of the Mahle Group. At this time, all participants have been placed in a listen-only mode. The presentation is available online. Please click on the launch web presentation button, which was provided in the final registration mail of this call. You can also download the presentation from the Mahle Investor Relations website. During the Q&A session after the presentation, you're invited to ask questions via web chat or via phone. On the call today, Mahle Group is represented by Markus Kappaun, member of the Management Board and CFO, Jan-Frederik Thiele, Vice President Finance and Accounting Europe, and Ralf Josas, Vice President Corporate Finance. Now I'd like to hand over to Mr. Kappaun.
Thank you very much, and welcome to our investor update call. My colleagues and I will now present to you a short perspective of the market developments as well as Mahle's half year results of 2023. And after our presentation, we'll be happy to answer any of your questions. Please let me start with a look at the global automotive market development in 2023. Based on current S&P global figures, the strong upturn in light vehicle production in the second half of 2022 did continue in the first 6 months of 2023. Global market growth for passenger cars and light commercial vehicles increased by 10.4% in the first half of 2023 compared to the prior year period. The volume growth in global production was mainly driven by Europe due to improved chip supply, low dealership inventories and higher order backlogs, and by Asia, especially in China, due to rising vehicle exports and subsidies for new energy vehicles in rural regions. For the total year 2023, a slowdown is expected in the second half, but still a solid overall growth of 4.5% for light vehicles and 10.6% for medium and heavy duty vehicles and buses is forecasted. Despite the more positive outlook in the worldwide production, the pace of transformation in our industry is increasing. According to our market analysis for electrified light vehicles, the global share of battery electric vehicles, fuel cells and hybrid engine solutions is set to increase significantly and could rise to about 70% in 2035. Current legislation and OEM announcements lead to further increasing electrification globally. The pure BEV share alone is expected to rise up to 50%. At regional level, we see a more diverse picture. In particular, in Europe, North America, and China, strong BEV growth can be observed. In Europe, the pure BEV share will likely increase to almost 100% in 2035. North America to about 60%, and in China to 55%. In other regions of the world, like India, ASEAN, and South America, we expect significant pure combustion engine volumes, which will remain at a production share of up to 60% until 2035 as well. This trend also applies to electrified medium heavy duty. According to current estimates, the global share of battery electric vehicles, fuel cells, and hybrid engine solutions of all trucks will grow to 35% in 2035, and 65% remain pure combustion engine. Looking at our key figures in the first half year of 2023, Mahle Group sales and profitability increased significantly compared to the first half of 2022. Mahle Group sales outperformed the market growth and improved by 11.8%, which resulted in revenues of 6.6 billion euros. Despite further increasing cost elements, in particular in regards to energy and personnel costs, our EBITDA margin reached a level of 6.1% compared to 2.1% in the first half of 2022. This was achieved despite the need of absorbing negative one-time effects related to our business unit, mechatronics and electronics. We kept our spendings in research and development on previous year level in absolute terms with approximately 333 million euros, equaling a ratio of 5.0%. A clear focus of our activities continued to lie on our strategic core areas of thermal management and electrification. R&D ratios in specific product groups hereby also reached double-digit percentages. Equity decreased by euro 173 million to euro 1.5 billion, equaling to 17.9% compared to the end of previous year, primarily due to a bottom line still negative result, carrying also significant one-time impacts. Currency translation differences, as well as dividend resolutions usually made in the first half of the year. While we still have further steps to do in increasing our profitability and cash flow, some of our key indicators show significant improvement compared to the first half year 2022. The Male group sales increased from January to June to euro 6.6 billion compared to last half year sales of euro 5.9 billion. The increase in sales is mainly attributable to volume growth and was achieved throughout all business units. Still, our sales development in China, as well as with one customer reducing demand on components for their electrified drivetrain, is lagging behind budget expectations in 2023. The EBITDA margin strongly improved in the first half of the year and reached a level of 6.1% compared to 2.1% in the same period of the previous year. In a continuously tense market environment, we were able to partially distribute the additional cost burden within our value chain, including customers and suppliers. Productivity gains in our plants, as well as keeping our SG&A and R&D expenses on a relatively lower level, were also contributing to the improvement. One-time additional burdens from product launches and higher goodwill depreciation contributed negatively in the first semester 2023. In consequence, the net debt EBITDA ratio leverage could be improved from 4.1 to 2.0. Also, the operating cash flow significantly recovered. We improved our operating cash flow by euro 304 million to euro 73 million for that period. Looking at sales in some more detail, we already mentioned the increase by 11.8% compared to last half year. Eliminating exchange rate effects, we managed to achieve an organic revenue growth of 14%, while the market grew only by 10.4%. All business units positively contributed to the organic growth rate as well. Exchange rate effects in the amount of 135 million euros were mainly due to the depreciation of currencies such as the Argentine peso, Chinese renminbi, and Japanese yen against the euro. The appreciation of the Mexican peso and the US dollar against the euro had a counteracting effect. For year-end 2023, we forecast total sales of around 13 billion euros for the group. The overall environment in the automotive supply industry remains challenging. Cost reductions are not seen on the horizon. Higher inflation rates are expected to last longer, demanding a focused prioritization of our spend, efficiency measures in our plants, as well as a continuously strict cost management in all areas. Nevertheless, the positive development of our key financial figures shows that we have taken active measurements to improve the group result. Having said that, we continue to have a clear focus on the consequent execution of sustainable profitability improvement actions. In our last investor call, we introduced our current performance program for 2023, bundling all measures globally called Deliver 2023 to set the course for an economical successful future. Profitability and cash flow are equally focused. Additionally, we continue to manage our group-wide asset and portfolio cleanup activities. Some minor financial divestments as well as sale of unused assets and properties were executed in the first half year of 2023. And as just recently communicated, also, the divestiture of the thermostat business has been signed in the third quarter of 2023. Now, my colleague, Ralf Josef, will give you an update on our financing profile of the Mahle Group.
Thank you, Markus, and welcome, everybody. For the remainder of the year 23, Mahle's maturities are amounting to 76 million euros. These maturities are well covered by our cash and free committed credit lines as outlined on the next slide. Our funding portfolio is well diversified. As of June 23, free liquidity from committed credit lines plus cash was at 2.1 billion euros. Furthermore, we are currently working on receivable financing transactions an instrument which is underrepresented in our financing portfolio so far. We continue to further enhance the transparency to serve our stakeholders' expectation. For the very first time, the published half-year group financials have been reviewed by an external auditor, and also the Mahle ESG facts and figures are now available. You will find this information on our Mahle Investor Relations homepage, besides our yearly published sustainability report. The link to this website is provided at the bottom of the slide. For Mahle, ESG has an ever-increasing importance. In our updated EcoVadis rating in 23, Mahle was able to improve its rating results to 61 points and is amongst the best 20%. We also report on our greenhouse gas emissions as part of the CDP. For 2022, the organization assigned Mahle Group's climate protection measures a grade B, which is well above average for our industry. In 2020, we set a CO2 reduction target for the Mahle Group. By 2040, we aim to be carbon neutral in terms of all direct CO2 emissions and those associated with purchased energy. In Germany, we have already reached this goal in 2021. Our Scope 3 targets relate to the emission of the supply chain and emissions from products used and were approved by our management board in November 2022. Emissions in the supply chain and from products are each to be reduced by 28% from their 2019 levels by 2030. For the business year 2023, provided the situation does not deteriorate economically or geographically, we forecast strong organic sales growth reaching around 13 billion. We expect an EBITDA to be higher than 6% and a net debt to EBITDA leverage of around 2.2. In conclusion, I would like to summarize the following key messages. The top priority remains to further increase our profitability and improve Mahle's cash flow situation. We were already able to significantly improve our half-year closing results 2023 compared to the first half of 2022, and to reduce our leverage from 4.1 to 2.0. We are driving forward the structural reorganization of the group, consistently continuing the reviews of our worldwide locations and product portfolio, and strengthening our group-wide cost discipline through targeted programs. We continue to focus on the three strategic areas of electrification, thermal management, and high-efficiency green combustion engines. This includes e-fuels, fuel cells, as well as hydrogen. Focusing on these three pillars, we have a clear plan for a sustainable future for the Mahle Group in 2030 and beyond, and want to continue to play a key role in the future as a pioneer in the automotive industry and a strong, reliable development partner for our customers worldwide. Thank you very much for the attention. We would now like to start the Q&A session.